All right.
First question.
We spoke now about the fact that the Creator is the force of bestowal, of love, of wholeness. And in order to create the creature, He must create it as whole, complete. He is lacking sharing, giving, just as the cow would like to give, feed, nursing. Accordingly, He has the same desire. The force of giving, which we see in our world, even. In order to create a creature that has an urge for that, in order to create a creature that has an urge for that, he has to create him in the same wholeness as his own. So the creature should have understanding, awareness, sensation, everything that we don't even know what it is, but precisely as the Creator's. In order to give him that ability, He distances the Creator to the other side, to the other end, so that this creature has nothing but beginning to attain the wholeness. And these are us. It's not for no reason that all the creatures, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, are in humans. Rather, those people have the tendency, being the spark, to search for the Creator, searching for the meaning of life. What am I living for? Why? What's the benefit? What's the end? How does everything behave? What's going on with everything? The person can't even express the same desire that eats him from within. That desire, if a person has that, he come with that desire to the group. And we see whether we want it or not, somehow each and everyone evolved throughout his life from the end of the world and got to a state of connecting to us. And from us, he's got the connection onwards to reach the Creator. How should we connect to the group? As we were brought here by our desire, like a charge in an electric field to the source. How we that got here, like an electric charge in an electric field to a place where we are feeling that we can fulfill ourselves. How onwards do we need to cleave on to the same source in order to receive through it a connection with the force of bestowal? This force itself is an advancement. What attitude should a person have to the group that he comes to? That's the first question.
By the correct attitude towards the group, like in a puzzle, can I put the Creator together? How can I, in the correct attitude toward the group, how can I put together the Creator and unite with Him? We cling together, Him and me, inside the group. I'm asking, speak from your heart and only through the unity with everybody.
Rav, next question. What will we feel in the complete state? Say, I joined the group, I really feel with it as one. What then do I feel? What I discover? How do we need to describe that state? If we are longing for it, we need to know what we are longing for. What emotions are there, qualities, thoughts, intentions in that state? I'm feeling, nevertheless, friends, I feel something else. How then am I feeling the state? If we come to wholeness, what does wholeness mean in my mind? We try more and more. Rav, you don't have to talk one after the other, like in an orderly fashion. Rather, discuss together the formation of that one state, one reply. It doesn't have to be that one speak, then the other, then the third, fourth. Rather, you can speak together, but the main thing is that eventually one thing, one image would be solidified, would be realized. Rav asks, how much time can everyone talk? Rav answer, I recommend that the main thing is that everyone, well, if you're feeling one another well, you don't have to limit time. Rather, everyone feel how much he needs to give also to the others. And not that now he feels like doing some philosophies, like extract, bring out of himself. Rather, how to explain it? Try eventually to have one depiction. Not that everyone said something and then passed it on to the other, the right of speech, right? Let's say the following. I'll ask the following question. If our whole work is within the group, someone writes, yes, in every circle. If our work is entirely within the group, the attainment of the goal is also within the group. The Creator discover within the group. What, with respect to that, can we say about our work during the preparation, during the Lo Lishma, and the time of Lishma? If our whole work is towards the group, my attitude towards them in joining, connecting in all the states, in revelations, rejection, the proximity. So what does it mean, the preparatory time, the time of Lo Lishma, the time of Lishma? Also, the time of Lishma divides into bestow in order to bestow, receiving in order to bestow. How can you imagine that or depict it as part of your work with the group? Help one another. Don't wait for one to talk and the other. Rather, all of us together scrutinize the state. That's more important. The main thing is to do it together. That beast.
Rav is speaking. We start working in the group from the first correction, which is called don't do to your friend what you don't like be done upon to you. And right after that, the next level is love thy neighbor as thyself. So maybe you shouldn't run to love. Let's first of all start, what does it mean don't do to your friend what you hate when it's done to you? How is that done? How am I supposed to do it? We are in every action. Even without an action, we're doing an action. So maybe I don't participate, or maybe I do participate. The most passive state is also an action. It's a passive action that I don't give anything or I don't do anything. Everything, every moment. How do I check myself according to the law? Don't do to your friend what you hate when it's done to you. Please.
I examine myself with respect to the rule of don't do to your friends what is hated by you. So
you can even talk on your friend, you can even correct him a bit, just as long as a live conversation will happen. And together, like one whole sentence will come out of it.
I'm sorry to stop you. You finally, just now, after an hour and a half, just began to warm up and get close to one another, draw nearer one another. So it's very beautiful. Now is the time. See how much time it takes to find that common wave, this sensation. That's good. That's good. Soon we need to go out to meet our friends, to greet our friends that come by the buses. In about half an hour, the first bus, then later another bus, and half an hour later, the third bus, maybe even later. My question now is just for us to be ready to stop if needed, and to go out joyfully to receive them as our relatives, that we so much thought of them and were awaiting them. So the question is as following. So what is the arvut, mutual guarantee that we need to give to one another? And where precisely is it, in what precisely is it realized? In what precisely is the arvut from one to the other is realized, without which most certainly we can't be rewarded of the revelation of the Creator? What we need to, in other words, what does everyone need to promise to the others? What one need to guard, to stand on guard, so that he must provide it to the others, so that most certainly we will attain the goal. Because without the mutual guarantee, without the arvut, we won't be able to produce the same kli in which the Creator is revealed. In what is it that we need to commit by to one another? Please. Again, add to one another in thoughts, mutual sensation, in a hearty manner.
Lie, 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 lie la 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 la